Americans are paying more these days for both groceries and gasoline. Today, the Labor Department said the overall cost of living rose nearly 3% for the 12 months ending in August. That is a higher inflation rate than the Federal Reserve would like, but it is not expected to keep the Fed from easing up on interest rates next week. NPR's Scott Horsley's here with more. Hey.
Hi, good to be with you.
Good to talk to you. So, Scott, today's report shows that inflation was higher in August than the month before. What's getting more expensive? Is there more to it than just groceries and gas?
Yeah, a lot of necessities, including food, clothing, shelter, also some discretionary items like airfares and hotel rooms. Some of these price hikes reflect the cost of President Trump's tariffs, which increased for a lot of goods last month. Not surprisingly, the price of a lot of things we import, like clothing and small appliances, went up. In the supermarket, we saw higher prices for imported foods like bananas and coffee. Patrick Reardon is the head roaster at Palace Coffee in Amarillo, Texas. He buys about half his coffee beans from Brazil, and those beans now face an import tax of 50%.
I'm no economist, but I think we will see prices start to rise across the board. Everyone has, for the most part, been extremely supportive and kind and understanding because people are dealing with this in basically every facet of their day-to-day lives. You know, the cost of everything is going up.
So far, only a fraction of the total tariff price tag has been passed along to consumers, but retail coffee prices are up more than 20% from this time last year.
The Federal Reserve usually fights inflation with higher interest rates, but now policymakers are expected to go in a different direction. Tell us how.
Yeah, right now I think the Fed is more concerned about propping up the weakening job market. This morning we got word that more than 250,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week. That's the biggest surge in almost 4 years. Now, I don't want to make too much out of that. The weekly unemployment numbers bounce around a lot, but it is one of several signals that point to a real slowdown in the job market, which suggests the Fed should be cutting interest rates. Economist Kathy Bosjancic of Nationwide says the Fed's in a tough spot, though, as it tries to keep a lid on both inflation and unemployment.
That's a very uncomfortable position for Federal Reserve officials to be in. Inflation is running closer to 3% than 2%. But you're also seeing the labor market start to have cracks that are more and more visible and losing steam.
So the Fed is kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, and these latest numbers suggest it's only getting rockier and harder.
And yet, the stock market took off today. Help me understand this.
Yeah, the Dow soared more than 600 points today. All the major indexes closed at record highs. Investors are betting that even though inflation's up, it's not up so much that it would prevent the Fed from cutting interest rates. And investors like lower interest rates. You know, the Fed is widely expected to cut its benchmark rate by a quarter point next week. And forecasters think we could see additional rate cuts at the two Fed meetings after that in October and December. Bosjancic says one reason Fed policymakers might be less nervous about rising prices is they think the tariff fallout will be short-lived.
The tariff induced price increases have been pretty moderate, but they also should be one-time increases, assuming we don't get a whole nother raft of tariffs next year, which, you know, most people are not anticipating.
Keep in mind, an appeals court ruled a couple weeks ago that most of President Trump's tariffs are illegal, but they remain in place for now while we wait for a final decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. And the High Court is set to hear arguments in the tariff case in early November.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.